You are about to hear Theodore Pasker, a student at Franklin High School.
Dear parents in East Harlem, I am an Otis youth builder, and I come to you in behalf of the thousands of children of East Harlem. We want to grow up in a clean neighborhood. We want to play in clean lots. We want to walk through clean streets. In school, we learn that dirt brings disease. We children are entitled to grow up without the fear that surrounding dirt will endanger our health and lives. Therefore, we are here to tell you of these things in a way that will be heard. We need your support. Won't you please help the Department of Sanitation keep East Harlem a livable, clean community? We youth builders know your difficulties. We understand your problems. Yet, unless we make some effort, unless we all work together, we shall not succeed. All of us must do our part. Here is what you can do. 1. Keep garbage cans covered. 2. Place garbage only where it belongs, in covered garbage cans or in the dumbwaiter at the time of the collection. 3. Insist that your house has a sufficient number of good covered cans and a dumbwaiter that works. 4. Place small items, bits of paper, cigarette butts, candy wrappers, etc., into cans. 5. Keep hallways, sidewalks, and gutters clean. The Department of Sanitation has about 9,500 men to care for 8 million people. These men alone cannot do the job of cleaning our whole city. Let's give them a hand for our own safety. With your help, we cannot fail. Without it, we cannot succeed.
This is Sanitation Commissioner Powell speaking. The Sanitation Department collects more than 100 tons of refuse in East Harlem daily. In the six-blocked area from 110th to 115th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, we remove about 3,400 tons of refuse each year. These figures will give you some conception of the job that the Sanitation Department is doing to keep your neighborhood clean. It is our duty to do this city housekeeping job. With additional equipment and increased personnel, we hope to do even a better job of keeping the city clean. However, unless we get the cooperation of landlords and tenants, all our efforts will not keep the streets neat and orderly. Therefore, I am directing an appeal to the people of East Harlem. I ask all landlords to provide sufficient garbage and refuse receptacles. I ask them to maintain dumbwaiters in proper working order. I ask house superintendents to see that refuse cans are covered and not to throw litter into the streets. I ask all tenants to do their part by depositing litter in cans and refraining from any practice which contributes to unsanitary conditions. I know that you will respond to this appeal, and by so doing, make your neighborhood a shining example for the rest of the city to follow. In closing, I would be remiss if I did not commend the Otis Youth Builders of the James Otis Junior High School for their efforts on behalf of our cleanup campaign. These boys are a credit to their school and to their city and deserve your wholehearted support.
You are about to hear Theodore Pasker, a student at the Benjamin Franklin High School.
Dear parents in East Harlem, I am an Otis youth builder, and I come to you in behalf of the thousands of children of East Harlem. We want to grow up in a clean neighborhood. We want to play in clean lots. We want to walk through clean streets. In school, we learn that dirt brings disease. We children are entitled to grow up without the fear that surrounding dirt will endanger our health and lives. Therefore, we are here to tell you of these things in a way that will be heard. We need your support. Won't you please help the Department of Sanitation keep East Harlem a livable, clean community? We youth builders know your difficulties. We understand your problems. Yet, unless we make some effort, unless we all work together, we shall not succeed. All of us must do our part. Here is what you can do. 1. Keep garbage cans covered. 2. Place garbage only where it belongs, in covered garbage cans or in the dumbwaiter at the time of the collection. 3. Insist that your house has a sufficient number of good covered cans and a dumbwaiter that works. 4. Place small items, bits of paper, cigarette butts, candy wrappers, etc., into cans. 5. Keep hallways, sidewalks, and gutters clean. The Department of Sanitation has about 9,500 men to care for 8 million people. These men alone cannot do the job of cleaning our whole city. Let's give them a hand for our own safety. With your help, we cannot fail. Without it, we cannot succeed.
This is Sanitation Commissioner Powell speaking. The sanitation department collects more than 100 tons of refuse in East Harlem daily. In the six-blocked area from 110th to 115th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, we remove about 3,400 tons of refuse each year. These figures will give you some conception of the job that the sanitation department is doing to keep your neighborhood clean. It is our duty to do this city housekeeping job. With additional equipment and increased personnel, we hope to do even a better job of keeping the city clean. However, unless we get the cooperation of landlords and tenants, all our efforts will not keep the streets neat and orderly. Therefore, I am directing an appeal to the people of East Harlem. I ask all landlords to provide sufficient garbage and refuse receptacles. I ask them to maintain dumbwaiters in proper working order. I ask house superintendents to see that refuse cans are covered and not to throw litter into the streets. I ask all tenants to do their part by depositing litter in cans and refraining from any practice which contributes to unsanitary conditions. I know that you will respond to this appeal, and by so doing, make your neighborhood a shining example for the rest of the city to follow. In closing, I would be remiss if I did not commend the Otis Youth Builders of the James Otis Junior High School for their efforts on behalf of our cleanup campaign. These boys are a credit to their school and to their city and deserve your wholehearted support.